sent Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
One Quiet Day. Calling Earth. Calling Earth. This is Space Pilot Jet Clitheroe calling Earth from Spaceship Swordfish. The Martians are all around us. Earth, can you hear me? It looks as if Swordfish has had his chips.
Hello there, old boy. BBC here on Earth.
Look, tell the people on Earth the Martian insects are going to invade in 5 minutes.
Wake up, Jimmy. It's me, Susan.
Help! Oh, it's you, Scraggy Neck. Oh. I thought you were a monster insect from Mars.
No wonder you dream about monsters with all those space comics you read.
Oh, what a fright. When I saw those horrible staring eyes and that tin head.
It was a nightmare.
I mean you in your curlers.
Oh, you're as funny as toothache. It's 8 o'clock. Come on, get out of bed, lazy lump.
All right, sad sack.
Get up. None of us can sleep this morning. Mother's not...
If you don't get out, you'll sleep for a week. Put your head near this pillar.
Ow! You little horror. Will you listen?
I'm going to sleep.
Mother's ill, so we've all got to help.
Hey, Mum's ill?
Yes, she's got pains all over, so she's staying in bed. I phoned for the doctor.
Well, why didn't you call me? Is me Grandad up? When's the doctor coming? Have you given her a...
Don't panic. Grandad's downstairs now.
I might have known she'd be ill.
Why?
Last night you cooked the supper. Well, go on, get out of me room. I want to get dressed.
You want a smack on the...
Susan Clitheroe. What would the choir master say?
Oh, get dressed.
What would you say that for?
And make your own bed this morning, if you can.
I can. You just go downstairs and wait till he calls for you.
Who?
The rag and bone man.
No, get lost. Why did I get him for a brother? Oh, well. Hello, Mother. Are you quite comfortable?
Yes, thank you, dear.
Is there anything you want?
Oh, no, nothing else. I'm afraid I couldn't eat all that breakfast, Susan.
Oh, Mother, you haven't touched it.
Well, I had the toast and tea. I'm not hungry. All I want is a good rest.
And that's what you're going to have. I'll see no one disturbs you all day.
Are you all right, Mum? Where are the pains? Don't show me, just tell me. Do you want any aspirins?
No, I'm just a bit under the weather. I'm going to have a day in bed, that's all.
Well, don't worry about anything, Mum. I'll see nobody makes a noise or bothers you.
Thank you, son.
Oh, Mum, shall I wear me grey pants or me jeans?
Well,
Put what you like on. Don't worry, Mother, about your jeans.
My jeans? It's your jeans that worry me, Mum. They're so tight you need a potato peeler to get them off.
Now, look here.
One good bend and you'll be locked up.
Will you shut up?
Oh, please stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother.
I should think you are. Mum's ill, you know.
All right, Jimmy, that's enough from you.
Yes, Mum, I won't say another word.
Good.
The next time Susan tries to cause a row, I'll just ignore her.
What a boy. I don't want any more trouble with him today.
I'm sorry, Mother. I'll see it doesn't happen again.
Mum, where are my clean socks?
Oh, dear. They're in the drawer of your wardrobe. Mark socks.
Oh, that's the only place I didn't look. Now lie down, Mum, and have a good rest.
Thank you.
He's hopeless. I'd better go and sort him out before he thinks of something else to worry you with.
Hey, Mum.
Too late.
Mother wants to get some rest.
Well, why don't you go downstairs and leave her alone, then? Mum, shall I take this breakfast tray down for you?
Anything you like, as long as you... Yes, please, son. Take it down. Thank you.
Hey, you've left all your breakfast, Mum.
I couldn't eat it, look.
Well, I'll take it next door for their dog. He won't know Susan cooked it.
Mother, I'll smack him.
Look, save it till I'm up on my feet, and then we'll both deal with him. That, Susan?
Jimmy, what's happened?
I found one of my roller skates. Bozzy, you're home now. You'll soon have them wet clothes off. You wouldn't have got wet if you weren't daft. Fancy trying to get across the stream in two jumps. Come on, open up. Your son's dripping all over the place. Oh, stop crying. Your tears are making little clean spots all over your mother's mucky step. Go tell your dad I'm not scared of him, the big long stick of rhubarb. He's as daft as you. Oh, hello, Mr. Rubo. Mr. Higginbottom.
What's happened?
It's your Aussie, he's wet. He fell in a stream, but don't worry, he's not hurt.
Not yet, he isn't. Get in there, you young brat.
He'll be all right when he gets dry.
Who cares about him? Them pants he's wearing cost me 15 bob.
Me grandad said they looked like yours cut down.
Shut up, you cheeky young whelp. And you, sniveller. If you don't stop crying, I'll thump you.
I'm down me mum.
Don't bother. I'll tell her.
Nope.
Mrs., I've just clouted your brat on the lug hole. Now get in the house.
Cheerio, Mr. Higginbottom.
Just a minute. I'm not finished with you.
Shouldn't you go in and clout Ozzy again? Have your dinner.
Shut up. It's very funny that Ozzy's soaking wet and your bone dry.
Yes, it is. yes, isn't it?
Come here.
Ta-ra.
Come here. What happened?
Ozzy and me and Charlie Thompson were playing Olympic Games.
Go on.
Well, I won the hop, step and jump, but Ozzy said I'd twisted, so we talked it over. Then Ozzy admitted he was wrong and I got off his head.
Eh?
He said he could beat my record blindfold, so I bet him threepence. Tied a hanky round his eyes and that's where it went wrong.
Look, how did Ozzy get in the stream?
Well, he must have been pointing in the wrong direction, because instead of a hop, step and a jump, he did a hop, step and a belly flopper.
Well, that looks a lovely lunch, even although I say so myself. I'll come in there, Susan. Did you get everything from the chemist?
Yes, eventually. Did you cope with Mother all right?
Of course, and what's more, I fixed the lunch. Nice boiled ham salad.
Oh, no.
Aye, already in the kitchen. I slipped down to the corner shop while you were out.
But I have stew cooking in the oven.
Oh, I wonder what that funny smell... The appetizing smell out there.
Oh, well, we can have the ham for supper.
Here we are. Come and get it.
What?
I brought you lunch, fish and chips.
Oh, you haven't.
Yes, I thought I'd surprise you, so I took some money off the mantelpiece.
Well, that's marvellous.
Oh, it's nothing, really.
We're spending a week's money on one meal. For lunch today, we're having ham salad, stew, fish and chips.
Oh, good. What's for afters?
Jimmy, we've overdone it.
Look, while Mother's ill, I'm going to run things.
Oh, yes?
Yes. I'll decide what the meals are to be. I'll buy the food and I'll cook it.
And you'll eat it, because I won't.
Now then, Jimmy.
I'll eat it if you cook it, Grandad. Even if it does smell of thick twist.
Now, Susan's quite a good little cook.
Well, why did you throw your fish away in the dustbin last Friday?
Did you, Grandad?
Yeah, I saw him, and he was holding his nose.
Now, Jimmy, don't make things worse. My stomach was a bit off, and I didn't want you to think to be offended, so... Oh, honestly, I didn't even taste the fish.
No, the smell was enough. I went outside and two cats were in the dustbin fighting.
Well, so what?
They were fighting to get out.
Very well, then. If that's the way you both feel...
Now, take no notice, Susan. Now, Jimmy, you apologise to Susan at once.
What for?
About her cooking.
Oh, all right. Susan, I'm sorry you're a rotten cook.
Of all the cheek.
Now, you apologise properly, or you'll be across my knee. Now, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Susan. Are you jollipies?
Right, now let's say no more. And we'll have Susan's stew for lunch.
Yeah, and stomach powder for a sweet.
See who's at the door, Jimmy.
Yes, boss. And if it's somebody I don't like, I'll ask him to stay for lunch.
Granddad, you'll have to do something about him. He's been nothing but trouble all morning. Until Ozzy called for him, Mother hadn't a minute's peace.
Now, now, be fair, Susan. He's only just trying to help.
Come here, Mrs. Butterworth.
Can't hear me. Can I come in?
Oh, no. It's the merry widow from next door.
I won't be stopping long.
Good. Good of you to call.
Oh, not at all, Peter. I never miss a chance of seeing your handsome phizog. No, when I heard that Pat was under the weather, I said to myself, Florrie, I said, what are good neighbours for if not to give a helping hand in moments of adversity, I said. So I made it.
You made what?
This blooming grape pie for our luncheon.
Oh, no, that's all we needed.
Granddad, it's very nice of you, Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, you're welcome, Susan. How long's Pat been in bed now?
Well, about...
Only I thought you might like me to give her a bed bath. Oh, I must tell you a funny thing about that. I was once giving my sister a bed bath, and unknown to me, the window cleaner had called. Well, I was just airing her clean vest in front of the fire. Well, all of a sudden...
Jimmy, will you see if you can find my slippers, son?
I found them. They're on your feet.
No, I shouted over my shoulder. I've changed your sheets and aired your vest. Is there anything else I can do for you? And a voice from the window replied, if I promise to shut my eyes, will you fill me bucket for me?
Half as clever as you are beautiful.
Look, I don't want... You what?
Oh, and you're so wonderful. All this running about for me, Mum, and you haven't complained once. No lad could wish for a nicer sister.
Oh, really? How much?
Half a dollar. I mean, it's not money, Susan.
Look, you've had your pocket money.
I know, but I wanted to buy something to make me poor sick Mum feel a bit better.
I got her some grapes myself.
Oh, it's not grapes.
Well, whatever it is, stop trying to borrow the money. I know you. It'll be something for yourself. Probably some more of those childish comics.
Yeah, well, you're wrong, see. It's a toy frog. Oh, heck.
I thought as much. A toy frog. How would that make Mother happy?
Because it'd make me happy. And you know, my mum always says that when I'm happy, she's happy.
You're borrowing no money. I'll see to that. A toy frog, indeed.
But he's got big bulging eyes, and when you press it, it croaks. Just like Alfie when you squeeze him too tight.
Shut up. You're having no money for silly toys.
Your mother's just going to have a little nap now, so I'll be off.
Right, Mrs. Butterworth, I'll see you to the door.
Now, said I'd change your mother's library book for her.
Oh, well, it's here on the ledge. I'll get it. Oh, there's Mr. Higginbottom's taxi.
Oh, heck, I'm just going out.
Here's the book, Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I know a lovely book I'll get for her. Glynis and the Desert Sheik by Maud Blenkinsop. Oh, very romantic. All passion and camels.
Yes. I'll see if Mother wants anything.
Right, love. Well, I'll be off now, Jimmy.
Don't go yet. I might need a bodyguard.
You what?
Ozzy's dad's here and he doesn't like me. He'll try and start some trouble about something.
Will he? I'll soon sort him out. Come on, you keep him talking while I nip round home for my rolling pin. Oh, it's you, Mr. Higginbottom.
Out of my way, Missus. That's the little brat I want.
Quick, Missus, fetch your rolling pin.
You young whelp. Ozzy told me that somewhat really happened. You pushed him in the river.
Oh, Mr. Higginbottom, you pulled me tight.
I know, I'm going to show you a sailor's knot.
Take your hands off his tie, you big hearth rug.
Look, missus, this is none of your affair. You're not his mother.
His mother's not well. She's trying to sleep.
Keep him talking, Mrs. Butterworth. I'll dial 999.
You won't be so cocky in a minute when I've told your mother about pushing Ozzy in the river.
No, and you won't be so cocky when I tell your wife about that barmaid.
Now, look, missus. Just you... You what?
I saw you coming out of the Rose and Crown last night, and it wasn't the landlord you kissed goodnight.
Well, it was the barmaid's birthday.
Does Mrs. Higginbottom know? She might want to give her a present.
I'll give you a smack across the chops in a minute.
Jimmy, who's that down there?
Mr. Higginbottom, ma'am, he's come to see how you are.
Tell him I'll be a lot better when I can get a bit of peace and quiet.
Oh, well, I won't bother you then.
Look, can you please keep your voices down? Mother's trying to sleep. Did you want something, Mr. Higginbottom?
Yes, I called to tell your mother.
About the barmaid.
About the bat. Shut up. Look, Susan, I just called to see if your mother was all right.
She will be, if she can get some rest.
Sorry. I'd better go, then.
Right, Mr. Higginbottom. Jimmy, I'm going downtown to the shops.
Oh, are you? Well, perhaps nice, kind Mr. Higginbottom will give you a free ride in his taxi.
Eh? Oh, aye. I'm going that way.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Not at all. And on the way back, I'll give your brother a free ride to the hospital.
Charlie Thompson sells that blooming frog to Ozzy.
Jimmy, did you say Susan's gone down to the shops?
Yeah, she went in the taxi with Handsome Higgy, the marmaid's best friend.
Who? Oh, Higginbottom. Well, she's left her handbag here, so she'll have to come back for it.
Why?
Well, you can't go shopping without money.
You can if you're a shoplifter.
Oh, don't be stupid, Jimmy. Look, when she calls back, it's there on the sideboard, and I'm going out.
Well, don't forget your wallet, because you can't go boozing without money either.
Well, that'll do. I'm going to tidy up the greenhouse.
All right, I'll keep an eye on me, ma'am.
Now, you leave your mother alone. This is the first rest she's had today, thanks to the trouble you've caused. Don't go near her unless she shouts down for something.
All right. That's gratitude for you. There'd have been no trouble if it wasn't for Scraggy Susan. The clot, fancy leaving her handbag with all the money in it. Hey, I bet there's a few half-crowns in there. And I only want one. I wonder if she'd miss... Oh, no, that's stealing. Still, if the handbag accidentally fell open... No, it's wrong. It's a sin. And I'd never get away with it. Too late. She's back. I'll give it to her. Right in the clock.
Hello, Jim.
Here's your handbag, Scraggy. Next up... Oh, Alfie!
Yeah, it's not my handbag. Mine's brown. Give me wallet, you know. Not my handbag.
What colour's your handbag, black?
Yeah, no, I haven't got one. I don't have handbag.
Well, where do you keep your lipstick?
In my pocket, get down my pillow. I don't use lipstick.
Oh, just a bit of powder.
Yes, I'll clout you.
With your wallet?
No, with my handbag. Oh, shut up.
Oh, come in, Alfie. You're just the bloke I want to see.
Yeah, well, I've come to see Susan.
She's out, so before she gets back, we can have a chat about your wallet.
Aye, now don't start that again.
The money in it. That you owe me.
Oh, I see. What money?
The half crown you promised me. Have you forgotten?
What half crown?
See, you have forgotten. You promised me it after you fell over the dustbin.
I don't remember falling over any dustbin.
Well, there you are. If you can forget falling over a dustbin, no wonder you forgot about my half crown. Did you fall on your head?
No, I fell on me. I didn't. Look, I never promised anything.
Look, Alfie, you know me mum's sick. So I want to cheer her up a bit. Hello? Hello, Charlie? Can you hear me now? Good. Well, I was saying I'll be round to collect the toy frog in 10 minutes. Yes, I've got the half crown off Billy Muggins. Alfie. Yes, he's here, but he can't hear me. He's in the living room. Right. Well, it's... Oh, heck, our Susan's coming back for a handbag. What? I can see her through the window. No, I know you don't. I'll have to get Alfie out of the way till Scraggy gets her handbag and goes out again. Because if she finds out, she'll make me give him the half crown back. No, don't worry. I'll just have to keep him out of the way for 2 minutes. See you soon. Ta-ra! I'll take him up to see me mum. Alfie, come on, quick.
You are?
Upstairs. I forgot to tell you my mum wants to see you. Come on.
I thought he said she was asleep.
Well, we'll wake her up. I mean, She's woken up. Mum, Mum, you're not asleep, are you?
No, I just hoped you might think I was.
Well, I've got a nice surprise for you. Alfie Hall's come to see you.
Oh, that's all I need. I feel dizzy enough without listening to him.
Well, I'll have to let it in, Mum. He says he's brought you something.
All right. But give us 2 minutes and then think of something to get him out.
Right, Mum. In here, Alfie.
Right. How are you, Mr. Kitty? Oh, you're not in, are you? I hope you don't mind. Oh, right, wrong room again.
You'll finish up in the airing cupboard. In here, you twit.
Oh, don't shout. Oh, my head.
Oh, you're in here. All the doors look alike to me. How are you, Mrs. Clitheroe?
Bearing up under the strain.
I thought I'd come and talk to you while Susan's out. I bought you some fruit at the market, but the bus was late, and I missed my dinner, so I was hungry and I'd forgotten it. The apples, but I don't like oranges, so I brought to be a canap. Oh, I can't left them at home.
The oranges?
No, his brains.
I'll fetch him around because they're good for you, oranges. I don't like them, but my granddad swears by them.
Here he goes again. Alfie, the self-winding clot.
Shut up.
We weren't expecting you today, Alfie.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting myself. To come here, I mean. Well, Susan told me Mammy were in bed when she was doing the washing, so she told me to go for the fruit to the market and take the bundle to my Auntie Mary.
Bundle of fruit?
No, what washing? You see, my mum has a spin dryer and Auntie Mary couldn't dry her own things because my Uncle Bert chopped up a clothes prop.
By accident?
No, Auntie Mary kept hitting him with it.
Yeah, that's right. No, Jimmy, they're very good friends. It's just as well, too, seeing as how they're married. Hey, did you want to nod off, Mrs. Clitheroe?
Yes, I think I'll take a clothes prop. A sleeping tablet.
Yeah, all right. I bet you'll be glad to get to sleep, Mrs. Clitheroe. Oh, it's no fun being in bed on your own. I mean, with nobody to talk to.
Oh, Jimmy sees I'm not left alone too long. He keeps popping in with somebody every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know when I was ill, I got fed up. I started talking to myself.
You're still doing it.
Yeah? Well, I was glad when anybody called, and my mum used to send them up with me knitting needles.
You knit?
Mum, don't be nasty.
I mean, does he knit with knitting needles?
Oh, no, I broke my leg, you see, and when I got a visitor, I used to let him scratch my leg inside the plaster. She's going off, I think we better go.
Eh? Oh, are you asleep, Mum?
Yes.
Oh, well, ta-ra, Mrs. Clitheroe. I hope you're soon better.
Yeah. So do I, Alfie. So do I.
I'll go first to make sure it's safe.
Safe for what?
Safe to go down the stairs, in case you fall in our Susan's mouth.
I didn't miss it till I got in the shop.
Oh, heck. Back in the bedroom, Alfie.
You up? Stop shoving.
What is it now?
Alfie just remembered something he forgot to tell you.
What is it, Alfie?
I don't know.
The joke. The one you told me yesterday.
Oh, yes, I remember it.
A joke?
Yeah, well, you see, Mrs. Clitheroe...
It's a long one, Mum, and I've heard it, so I'll pop down and throw our Susan out of the teapot, her tea leaves, and make some tea.
There was an Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman, all waiting for a bus. And...
Daft. You can see Alfie's not here, can't you?
But his motorbike's outside.
Oh, maybe he walked on without it last night.
You may be talking to the woman next door, Susan.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I've got to go out.
What for?
To see Charlie Thompson about
that frog? Grandad, you haven't lent him half a crown, have you?
No, he tried me last night, but he was wasting his time.
Yeah, he was sober.
What?
Well, I must go.
Oh, I forgot the end of it.
Oh, what was that?
The wind blew the door shut.
What's going on? You nearly hit me on the nose. Oh, Susan, you're here.
Alfie, Susan, look who's just come in the house. Well, I must go. Ta-ra.
Just a minute. I'm on to you. Alfie, did you lend Jimmy half a crown?
Oh, you mean for his mother's
present? Never mind her, Alfie. It's our secret.
You young scoundrel. Grandad, he's tricked Alfie into giving him half a crown.
Shut up, blabbermouth. You get enough money out of Alfie. Pictures, chocolates, presents, and all he gets is lipstick all over his clock.
I'll smack your face.
You smack me and I'll crown you with a coal scuttle.
Will you shut up?
Yes, Susan, shut up.
I'm talking to both of you. Here, go and answer that phone.
What, both of us?
Get out.
All right, I'm going.
I haven't finished with you yet.
Susan, now that'll do.
Yes, big mouth. My mum's trying to get some sleep. Hello, this is the madhouse. Mrs. Eccles, just a minute. Mum, Mrs. Eccles is on the phone. She wants to know how you are. Oh, Mandy, you're here.
Yes, I've heard what you've been up to, you young hooligan.
Pat, what are you doing out of your bed?
Hang up that phone, Jimmy. I want to make a call to your Auntie Mabel in Wigan.
My Auntie Mabel?
Yes. I'm going to ask her if she's got a spare room for the weekend. It's the only way I'll ever get any rest.
Oh, but you can't go to Wigan, Mum. You'd catch cold on the train.
I'm staying here. You're the one that's going to Wigan.
Oh, heck no.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Molly Sugden as Mrs. Butterworth. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC.